This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What up, everybody? It is the Sports Junkies with Toby Altizer and Denton Day sitting in for the Junkies. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. I hope everybody got some nice, fun, safe plans for the day and the evening. Toby, before we even get started, I need to make a proclamation and a call out to those that I would consider to be mature men.
So not me.
So not you. No. If you're already smoking something, if you already got something slow cooking, hit us up on Twitter. Let me
love
know.
It.
I want, if you got a brisket going at the Denton Day, at Toby underscore Altizer, I want to see the brisket and the meat. I'm not going crazy today, Toby, so I would like to live vicariously through those that are.
Yeah, I'll be at Nationals Park after this. I got to figure out at some point today I need a burger, but I'm not hanging out with family or anything for a cookout, so I would absolutely love to see some ribs, some heck, if you're getting whatever ready, I would love to see food today. I'm even, all down for it.
You know what? I'll even if it's vegan. You know, if you got like some tofu, I don't know if you slow cook tofu. I don't know how tofu works. But if you're slow cooking some tofu, you know, text it to us. Not text
it. I don't
know
that today's the day for the impossible burger. You know, I feel like I need the all beef burger today. But if you're going with it, sure, absolutely. Let's try it out.
All right, we should put that on a poll question. I need to get access to the 106.7 The Fan social media. But we should put that as a poll question. Can you serve an impossible burger at a 4th of July cookout?
If you let me know beforehand, then sure, because I won't be at your party. But if you let me know after the fact, we're going to have issues.
So what if they serve both but don't show the difference?
We need to know.
Properly labeled.
We need
to know.
We need to know. I need to know. Well, and if they make it well enough that I can't tell the difference, then credit to them. But still, please just let me know. I don't know that. I know they're getting good at these sorts of things. We were talking with the dude from Gouda's Barbecue the other day on B. Mitch and Finley when they were doing the giant barbecue battle out here on Pennsylvania Avenue. And
one of
they
my said, favorite events.
They said one of the things that they do is they have an impossible food category. And some people are able to doctor those things up so that they taste just like chicken or whatever it may be. If you can do it like that, maybe I can get on board with it. But if it's pretty obvious that I'm eating a black bean burger and not a beef patty, we're going to have issues.
Have you ever had a black bean burger before?
I think I have, and it was not good.
Texturally, so I like black beans. I don't mind a black bean burger if I'm aware that it's a black bean burger. And for this particular instance, it was like a Costco sample. So I did have it. Texturally, though, you know, the first bite is kind of like, oh, this is unique. Hey, black beans, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fiber, all that sort of stuff. The second bite, you're like, all right, this does not feel like a burger is supposed to feel right now. It like slides a little bit more than it should. It's a little grimy. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about this one. If it's the only thing you can eat, it makes sense because like you don't, at that point, you don't know any better. But for someone that knows better,
yeah,
you
like
bite
if
into it. You're like,
if you have dietary restrictions, I get it. I don't, thankfully. So give me the beef, please.
Give me the beef. So how are you, my friend? I feel like I haven't seen you in quite some time.
It's been quite some time since we have chatted. I'm doing well. Excited to be in for the 4th of July. Had to drop someone off at the airport this morning.
You're double-fisting drinks over here.
Yeah, I've got a Coke and a coffee, so we're we're rolling deep this morning with some caffeine. And hope I'm generally not a coffee guy in the morning like we've talked about before, so we'll see how this one goes. But up early this morning, get to see the sunrise, see some of the monuments and stuff. That's always cool on the 4th of July. I know you went for a nice run this morning.
I did go for a run this morning. Boy, let me tell you, it is very, it's almost dystopian-like when you are running the Capitol, because I ran the National Mall. From here to the National Mall, our office is about a mile, and I did about just a little over 7 miles, a little under 7 miles, rather.
Impressive.
This morning. Thank you. It is kind of dystopian-like when they're setting up for a massive event and everything is blocked off.
Mm.
Fences everywhere. And what was killing me is, so I had it was a long run, right? Sometimes you gotta, you know, nature calls. They have all these porta potties lined up on the National Mall. All of them are locked.
Ugh.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Dagger.
I see all of these porta potties and all of them are locked. And I see people out and about. I'm like, do I go ask somebody? Do I just suck it up? I ended up just sucking it up. And, you know, as Scott Hansen would say, having the willpower of a ninja. But I was just like, man, how do they have all these porta potties lined up on the National Mall and not a single one of them is open for a runner? Like, I understand, you know, safety precautions. You don't want someone to commit mass atrocities. But that was not going to happen. I just had to take a number two and then keep my run moving.
It might have been a mass atrocity.
I mean, it might have been a mass atrocity, but not the one that would cause immense amounts of danger.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Dangerous to whoever walked in there next, but that's about it. So, but outside of that, it was very nice. It is very fun. You're not a runner, are you?
No.
I just had to ask. You know, want to be polite. It is very fun to run Washington, D.C. before Washington, D.C. is awake.
Yes.
Like, you see,
I'm sure.
You get a nice feel for the area. It's like, it's the calm before the storm. Today, all of the roads are blocked off, so I didn't really have to worry about traffic. There were other runners out there, but I was the only one out there for the first, like, 20 minutes of my run, which has never happened.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. It is always nice. I feel the same way when I'm driving and Washington, D.C. isn't going crazy with traffic at that time in the morning. So anytime, I hate getting up this early, 8 o'clock. I hate getting up at 6 a.m., which is where I was getting down here for to drop someone off at the airport. But it is always nice when you're able to just make that nice, smooth drive down 66 and no traffic.
No traffic.
Wherever you're going, you're getting there in a reasonable time, which is
today,
not something
no
you
tolls.
Can do. Yeah, it's beautiful. I love that. I wish that could happen more often.
So I did post a poll question based on our conversation. It's on my Twitter at TheDentonDay. If somebody served you an impossible burger today without telling you, would you be offended? Yes or no? So everybody go vote on that. We will get to that. If you are very passionate about an impossible burger and you want to call us, we will take your phone calls. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. However, Toby, as we start here, the biggest news of the last couple of days, at least as it is related to the football team, is the new jerseys, the new alternate uniforms that are on the horizon. Now, you've been a little bit more plugged in over the past couple of days than I have. I've been periodically listening when I can to Mitch and Finley, Grand Danny, Sheehan, and what have you, right? What is the general overall feel? Because I know what I want the jerseys to be, but I would imagine there's somewhat of a mixed bag amongst fans in the area.
Yeah, so we haven't spent tons and tons of time breaking it down because I think we all understand what fans are looking for. But the thing I think is interesting about this is obviously as soon as they post that graphic of 7/9/2025 and coming soon and all that stuff, people immediately take the image that is posted that is just a darked out silhouette with a little bit of the helmet visible, and they're trying to manipulate it in Photoshop and seeing if I raise the brightness and change the levels and exposure and all this, if I can get a look at it. Really, you didn't get a great look at it other than seeing that the W was still on the helmet. And I'm interested to see exactly what sort of changes they're going to make. So from what I've gathered just from hearing from different people around here is that the helmet is going to be the same helmet. So the matte burgundy helmet with the Commander's W on the side. I'm curious if they're going to make some tweaks to that to kind of line up with the old helmet where the old logo's not coming back. I don't think we need to talk about that anymore.
Right.
That's not happening. But I'm wondering if they're going to put the three stripes in the center. I'm wondering if they'll go back to a gold face mask. But I've also heard that maybe it's just that helmet stays the same and the helmet that changes is the black alternate helmet, that they make some tweaks to that. And so that's technically the helmet change. But the uniforms that come back, I don't know that we have a firm grasp on which one that's going to be. Is it going to be a 70s style look where you got the gold pants and the white jersey with the stripes on the sleeves? Is it going to be the traditional one that we got used to with the burgundy and gold? What exactly is it going to be? I don't think we know, but I think some fans were immediately thinking when they saw the picture and videos of Jaden with the spear that you were going to end up with the spear helmet back. I don't think that's going to happen either.
So that was my thing, right? Because they put that picture out of the spear, or rather it was leaked, because I don't know that the team officially posted it, but somebody got their hands on that picture of the spear. And I did ask somebody with the team, I was like, hey, is this real? Just to make sure, because you never know. So, like, there are a lot of great Photoshoppers in our fan base, and now people use AI for all this sort of stuff, so you never know.
Which is scary, by the way.
It is. It's horrifying. But so I asked somebody with... It's the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Denton Day and Toby Altizer in for the Junks on an Independence Day. Hope everybody is off to a good morning on your Independence Day. If you're already on the grill, I want you to tweet us what you got grilling. Our guy Commander Tequila's up early with us, Toby. He got coffee and a wrap this morning before he gets out there.
I mean, he's out there in California, so what is he doing up at 5:30?
He's listening to us.
I mean, credit to Commander Tequila.
He told us last night, he said, I'll wake up and listen to you guys.
Well, I appreciate that, Commandante.
So I appreciate that, and he's out there and he's hanging out with us. So if you're grilling, if you got something on the grill, show it to us. Our conversation right now, and we want you to get on the phone lines at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. If you could make a Mount Rushmore of your four favorite DC uniforms in any capacity, doesn't just have to be football, we would like to hear from you. So we'll get to some of your calls in probably about 10 minutes or so. So line up on the phone lines at 800-636-1067. I asked you this, Toby, and I gave you a little bit of time to think. I've been thinking about this. I came up with this idea last night when I knew we were going to have this conversation, right before I was going to bed. You know when you go to bed and you know you got to wake up early and your mind is doing a thousand different things?
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite thing.
That's what was happening to me last night. So I was like, all right, we could make a cool conversation out of this. And I'm trying to think what my four favorite would be. Now, I was born in 95, so that needs to be taken into consideration. Some of the uniforms of the 70s and 80s, whether it be Bullets, you know, Skins, I mean, we didn't have a baseball team then. But you get the idea, whether it be Bullets or Skins, like I don't have a personal affinity to some of those that others do who grew up watching those. And as some maybe don't like certain uniforms that I liked because they were a little bit older and not a 10-year-old kid watching Gilbert Arenas hang 60 on Kobe in a gold jersey, maybe they don't like that gold jersey, right? So I came up with a list of four. Do you have a list of four?
I have a list of four.
Would you like to go first on your list of four?
I can go first. All right, so number one for me, I already referenced them, those 70 Skins unis where you've got the yellow helmet with the gray face mask, you've got the R logo with the feathers, you got the white jersey with the stripes on the sleeve with the gold pants and the burgundy socks with the gold and white stripes on them, doesn't get better than that to me. That's number one. Absolutely love those. Those are my favorites, and I'm glad they wore those. It's funny, the first person I think of when I see those jerseys, because I didn't get to watch, obviously, the Skins in the 70s, was Jason Campbell. I just remember seeing pictures of him wearing them and watching him playing those. But yeah, 70s Skins unis, absolutely love those. Second for me, I think I'm going to take one from each of our major four. Give me the Capitals throwback jerseys with the red, white, and blue stars, either the red jersey or the white one with the stars across the top, the throwback Capitals logo that they were using for the 50th anniversary. Absolutely love those. I think they wore them for a Winter Classic game one time. Those ones are always fire. I need to get my hands on a jersey. I think JP has one of the red OV jersey of those. I would absolutely love to get one of those. I'd love to see maybe next year with it maybe being OV's final year that they sell those again. So let's go 70 Skins unis, Capitals throwbacks. These ones aren't really throwbacks because there's not a crazy history for the Nationals, but they've changed their jerseys up a little bit. But I always love when they wore these. I'm debating whether I like the navy or the white more. But remember when they would wear the curly W, but it had the stars and stripes in the curly W?
Yes.
I always thought those were fantastic. I think it looks good on the navy, but it also looks really, really good on the white. So you take your pick there, but give me the Nats curly W stars and stripes jerseys. And then this is your throwback one. You mentioned them already. Give me the Bullets jerseys, but not just the plain ones, not the ones that just say Bullets across them, but the ones with the stripes, right? Like, kind of what the Wizards have redid their jerseys to kind of replicate a little bit.
Right.
Give me those throwback Bullets jerseys, Wes Unseld, Elvin Hayes, that era. Give me those jerseys. So that's my top four. That's my Mount Rushmore. 70s Redskins unis, throwback Caps unis, with the old logo, red and white, and with the stars across them. Nat stars and stripes, curly W, and some Bullets jerseys with the stripes. Give me those.
I did not have you pegged as a Bullets guy.
I had a Michael Jordan Bullets jersey growing up. I never watched Michael Jordan on the Bullets.
Yeah.
But I had some of those jerseys. And so I have an affinity for those since then.
That's interesting. I never had you for a Bullets guy. So I think I'm going to follow your lead here, and I'm going to go one from each of the major sports, just as a fair way of spreading things out. So I would have to, I was trying to visualize the jersey that you had said for the Caps, and I'm going to post all of mine on Twitter.
As have I, yes.
Yeah, so you can see what we're talking about on Twitter. You just got to follow us at the Denton Day at @Toby_Altizer. My favorite Caps one is, I think this was their first Winter Classic jersey. The darker red stripes on the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing of beauty, man. Yeah, you see that in the wild and you're just like, whoever designed that didn't get paid enough to design it. It's the most beautiful thing ever. I thought I was going to get one. Like, I thought I had my hands on one on a sporting goods sale. And then I get to the register and they're like, no, this one's not on sale.
Oh.
And I was like, but it was on the rack. And they're like, somebody made a mistake. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Because I didn't, at that point in my life, and even still at this point in my life, dropping $150 on a jersey is a little steep. But when I thought it was $50, I was like, I have hit the lottery. This is the greatest day that God has given me. So those Caps Winter Classic jerseys, the dark red ones, big W on the chest, stripes on the shoulders, that one is, it's just an absolute thing of beauty. I'm going off the beaten path a little bit, maybe just a tad, for my Wizards pick. It's not the gold, although I do love
you
the
like
gold.
The Duracell batteries?
I love the gold.
I'm nostalgic about those.
The gold is so good. But my favorite jersey from the Wizards, it was an alternate. It was the black uniforms that said the district.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right on the front. I mean, that's a clean-ass look, man. And, you know, symbolizing, hey, this is D.C., it's the district. Like, this is, it was just an absolute thing of beauty. And, you know, they've been messing with the Wizards jerseys. I love the blue and gold, you know, the Gilbert nostalgia years. And you got like 1 year of John Wall in those jerseys, but they don't do it for me the way that the district does. I love the district jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
For the Skins, it's a 91 team. You know, I watched so much of America's Game growing up. I get angry. Not at anyone in particular, but I just get angry that I was not alive to see that year in particular in all of its glory. But the jerseys there are fantastic. It does push my boundaries a little bit because one thing that I hate in jerseys, I hate loose sleeves in football jerseys. Like, remember when Todd Collins came in 2007 with those loose-ass sleeves? Everyone
you
has
didn't
the
like
tight
the Sam Bradford sleeves.
Hate them. I hate the loose sleeves. But for the 91 team, that colorway in the jersey is fantastic.
So good.
So that's my one for the Skins. And then for the Nationals, you remember this. And if you're a diehard Nats fan, you remember this as well. World Series year, the navy blue, Washington spelled out on the front. It felt like they never lost in the playoffs in that run. So that one in particular, there's the level of nostalgia because it was a championship team and they never lost. But outside of that, one of my favorite colorways of all time, and I picked a good city to be a fan of. Thank you to my mom and dad for making me live here and making me be a fan of these teams. The navy and red is like one of the best color
Looks
combinations
good.
That man has ever came up with. So that particular color combination I think is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, that Nationals jersey, they debuted, I believe, in 2019, and I wasn't a huge fan of it. But then they wore the white jersey in the wild card game where Juan Soto came up with a big hit. Remember the win over Milwaukee gets a hit off Hader. But then they lost a couple of games, I think, in the Dodger series, or they lost a game, and then they wore the Navy unis, the jerseys, and they didn't lose again in the Navy jerseys until the World Series. And they wore them the rest of the playoff run because they realized it felt like they were some good luck. And so they wore them, I believe, every single game. And I was surprised going into Game 3 of the World Series that the Astros or whoever didn't, or Game 1 of the World Series, frankly, because they'd been on a run with the blue jerseys. I was surprised that the Astros didn't opt to wear blue jerseys at home to try to break up some of the luck, but they didn't. Nationals wore them all four games in Houston, won all four games in Houston. Yeah, those ones will always have a special place in your heart just because you saw a team win a championship in them.
I mean, that I'm looking up pictures now so just so I can grab it and post it on social media, and it is just, it's absolutely a thing of beauty.
They were wearing them yesterday.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah, the Navies. They're still part of the rotation.
I have YouTube TV.
They're still part of the rotation.
Masson gotta
now,
fix that,
I will say, something I get nostalgic about is they got rid of the curly W and the piping on the jersey. You remember the classic Nats look where you think of Zim, you think of Rendon, you think of Strauss, you think of Harp. All those guys where you've got the red jersey or the white jersey and you got the blue and white piping down the middle of the jersey with the right. curly W on one side and the numbers on the other. They got rid of that one, which is kind of what I'm alluding to with the curly W with the stars and stripes. I missed that one. They brought back a red jersey this year with no piping, and I hated it at first. It grew on me because I saw them all wearing it down at spring training. I eventually ended up buying one of those jerseys, but still, it doesn't feel the same. It doesn't. It's not quite as clean as the ones previously. So I wish there was a way that you could bring some of that back.
So we were talking about this during the break, and we're going to get to your phone calls coming up here in our next segment, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. If you have a four jerseys of DC sports that you love the most, we are talking about memorabilia, though. And you have a favorite piece of memorabilia. I have a favorite piece of memorabilia. I have been trying for the life of me, Toby, to get my hands on the 91 hat that Joe Gibbs wore on the sidelines. Burgundy hat, red R on the front. That's it.
Oh,
I have been trying to get my hand on that hat for forever, and I can't find it anywhere. I would pay a healthy amount of money, not exorbitant. Your boy doesn't have exorbitant pockets. But I would pay a healthy amount of money if I could get my hands on that.
I need to see exactly which one you're talking about.
But I will show you exactly which one.
I do love the hats that Joe Gibbs used to rock. Now, what I need, I actually have one, but I need it to fit. So I needed to go up about a size or two. I love the, everyone remembers Mike Ditka wearing the knit sweater that says Bears, right? The Navy one with the orange stripe. And I have a Redskins one of those. I need it to be a little bit bigger. I think Joe Gibbs has worn these before. I need a little bit bigger one, but I would love that.
So this is the hat that I'm.
Oh yes, it's such a good hat,
the greatest hat. And I need to. I like the thing is because of the rebrand and because people outside of our market don't like the name Redskins, they have taken all of this gear off of the market. But I know it still exists. Like there was not like a book burning party where you're just burning Redskins gear. It's in a warehouse somewhere, and I just need someone with the key to the warehouse to have a moment of weakness or a moment of strength and let some of us in there. We'll pay. Like, I'll pay for this hat that I want, but I know they exist somewhere. I just need to get my hands on them.
So here's what I need. Here's the piece of memorabilia that people sometimes are still wearing this jersey around Northwest Stadium, and whenever I see it, it's my favorite Redskins jersey, and it's not even burgundy and gold. It's actually royal blue. And it's a Sean Taylor 2007 Pro Bowl jersey. I need this thing. I need That's this thing so bad.
Yeah, it was the one that Cooley and Chris Samuels wore that Pro Bowl too, right?
Yeah. I need this so bad. Sean Taylor 2007 Pro Bowl jersey where he just, I think this is the same jersey. I think it was 2007. I'm not exactly sure, but I think it was around that time. That's what at least it says on eBay. it's when he absolutely leveled the punter, Brian Moorman. I think he was wearing that jersey. I need that so bad. I think it's the coolest looking one. It's only Sean Taylor that I want it in, because generally the Pro Bowl, who cares? But Sean Taylor in that Pro Bowl with one of the most memorable hits that you can remember. It's a cool looking jersey. It's got the logo. The number 21 on a football jersey is always going to look cool because of Sean Taylor. Would absolutely love to get my hands on that jersey.
I'm sure that one's still on the market somewhere.
I mean, people are selling them on eBay and you can find them, but they ain't cheap.
I would imagine that you might be pushing four figures there.
Yeah, when you're trying to find that specific one. Now, Mitchell and Ness does some of these throwbacks. Like, I talked about the 70s being one of my favorites. They're selling a Sean Taylor 70s style Redskins jersey that I might have to pick up at some point.
Oh, dear God.
But yeah, it's kind of hard to find these.
I just saw the price of this on eBay.
How much are we looking at?
Oh, my. Do you want to take a guess?
$600?
Buddy. You are about, I'm going to test your math. You're about $6,900 off.
Holy cow.
I'm seeing a 2007 Sean Taylor Pro Bowl jersey medium for $7,500.
Ooh, or best offer.
Do you think I can expense that with Odyssey?
No, unfortunately, I can't wear a medium, so I'm going to need that bump up a size or two. But
I don't know. If I'm spending $7,000 on a jersey, I'll get Ozempic. I'll squeeze into a medium. I'll expense Ozempic too.
Yeah, I would. But this jersey to me is just so classic looking. It's so cool. It's so unique. No one else really has this jersey. I always thought it was cool, even going back to FedEx Field back in the day. And now I think it's obviously much cooler now because of how, you know, the meaning of Sean Taylor to this franchise and just how meaningful that Pro Bowl was for him, right?
It was, yeah. All right, so we'll take some of your calls. We want your four best jerseys in DC sports history. You can tweet us as well. We already got a couple of tweets coming in, so we'll share some of those when we get back. He's Toby Altizer. I'm Denton Day. 800-636-1067. That's the number you can reach us at. Don't go anywhere. This Junkies return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Is this what Parting the USA was to old people?
I think so.
They play this at prom for them?
Very possibly.
Dance floor got lit when Party in the USA came on, bro. More homecoming thing than anything else. It's the Sports Junkies Dent Day. Toby Altizer sitting in for the Junkies. They are off for an Independence Day. They will be back on Monday. We're having conversations about uniforms. We know that the Skins are releasing new uniforms coming up this upcoming week. We are asking you right now, what are your favorite four uniforms across all of DC sports? Both Toby and I made our list. We tweeted our lists out. You can find Toby's on his Twitter at Toby_Altizer. You can find mine on my Twitter at The Denton Day. We got a couple of people that are tweeting us theirs as well. Max Karchak tweeted us that the Bullets jersey that I think is the same one.
Yes.
You tweeted, yeah, same one you tweeted. That's a clean jersey, man. I used to play with that one in NBA Live 06.
So good.
With Gilbert Arenas. So tweet us some of your jerseys. We're taking your phone calls here as well. Our guy Nick in Maryland's been on hold for a little bit. Nick, what's going on? You're on the Junkies.
Happy fourth, man. Nick.
We'll Nick's still holding. All right.
Dave, you there?
Number five, Heath Shuler.
Say that for us one more time.
Number five, Heath Shuler, but he doesn't have his name on the back.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But the eight and the DC United black jerseys are pretty awesome.
DC United, hey, Dave, that's a good pull.
DC United is an interesting one because DC United had a cherry blossom jersey, which I really, really liked. And I really wanted to find a way to incorporate those Nats cherry blossom ones. I just couldn't put it on the Mount Rushmore. But those ones are really, really good. Anything that incorporates something, like you mentioned the district ones, anything that incorporates something that is just to us here, district or some sort of USA theme, you're going to get me every time.
There are very few things that I enjoy more when like a new jersey is released and a national reporter or someone that is very clearly not from here doesn't get it. Like, I feel like when those national uniforms were released, we understood it immediately. Like, oh my God, this is beautiful. The pink, the cherry blossoms. You can go see the cherry blossoms and then go see the Nats play. But someone in California is probably looking at that thing like, why is it pink? I don't get that at all. Like, I love seeing it when it's exclusive to us.
100%. I mean, that's the whole point of it. The city connect, right? To connect with that city. And that one clearly did.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We are loaded with calls. Let's go to our guy Brandon in Rockville. Brandon, what's going on?
What's up, boys?
How we doing?
Happy fourth.
Happy fourth. Getting ready for my regular hamburger. None of that other weird stuff.
No Impossible Burgers on the menu?
No Impossible Burgers. That would be wild scene. It would be. Jersey talk is a lot of fun. I have an 81... Well, I was a lot smaller then. Small jersey. It's like small / medium, 81. And a lot of the guys from the old Bullets signed it from... they lived near me. They lived near Aspen Hill, Maryland, growing up. And see them all the time, and they signed it. So I still have that, and that's pretty proud of that one. And on the second note, I was at a yard sale with my wife last week, and some guy was getting rid of a... couldn't even get rid of an Albert Hainsworth jersey. And I was like, wow. But it's probably worth a couple bucks, strangely enough, I'd imagine. Who knows?
An Albert Hainsworth jersey, if you own one of those, you'd be one of like three people.
All right, would you rather wear an Albert Hainsworth jersey or eat an Impossible Burger? I think I'll take the burger.
Yeah, give me the burger. Give me the burger.
Brandon, appreciate it. Could you imagine, like, what would you do if you went to a game and saw an Albert Hainsworth jersey?
Laugh.
I would be stunned.
Laugh. The only way that you can get away with wearing an Albert Hainsworth jersey is if it's a Tennessee Titans jersey. It can't be in the burgundy and gold. It just cannot be.
An Albert Hainsworth jersey and a hat with Mike Shanahan's face on it. Just to really confuse everybody. Let's go to Rob in D.C. Rob, what's going on?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, man? For me, it's the Washington Bullets 1, 2, 3, and 4. No doubt about it, man. You got to remember, back in the 70s, man, those uniforms was before their time, and everybody loved them. And every time they voted back in the day across the sports in America who had the best uniform, The Washington Bullets came up number one. The Stars and Stripes, the color scheme, man, it was awesome, man. And I remember Chris Webber and Juwan Howard and Rod Strickland them warm, and they was awesome. And then, of course, in the videos, in the rap videos, the top two jerseys was the Lance Allworth powder blue and the West End Sale 41 Washington Bullets. So there you have it. All right.
Rob's appreciate a hooper. It. Rob's a hooper at heart. I love that. I would also love it. First of all, Toby, I love music videos, period. And I don't think music videos are done enough anymore because I had to go to great lengths to sneak around my parents' parental guides watching MTV when I was growing up. So I have an affinity for music videos. So Jid's coming out with an album, right? Big fan of Jid. If Jid does a music video wearing a Bullets jersey, I would flip. That would be the coolest thing ever. We need more music videos with Bullets
unis. Those Bullets unis were so good. Also, the logo was so good. You missed that one. I didn't get a chance to really live through that era. But yeah, I could imagine going back and watching compared to others. Like, I think the Showtime Lakers jerseys are up there as all-timers, but the Bullets jerseys were all-timers as well.
They're all-timers. Let's squeeze in a Nick from Maryland. Nick, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
We got you this time, Nick.
Okay. Yeah, I'm loving the show, man, sincerely. I was I won the Redskin Fan of the Year contest that they put on, the Junkies, back in 90s. I can't remember what year. Anyway, I am just talking all Redskins. My Mount Rushmore would be the original Chief, the Indian they had the picture of. His head would be nose facing out. Then to his right would be the arrow. To his left would be the feather coming over the middle of the helmet. Then the R, and then the Super Bowl helmet that we had. And I wonder if we went to American Indians and we talked to all the tribes and got something and let them come up with something that they could live with, that they would like, would that ever be a chance of that happening? I think that would be neat as hell.
Yeah, I like the idea, Nick. Appreciate it. I just don't think that they're ever going to go back to anything of that sort. I think they've already crossed that bridge. There was already too much consternation and frustration, and I don't think they want to deal with that again. But yeah, I mean, I think there's plenty of people in the fan base that wish there was a way, regardless of how you could work it out, to bring back the old logo and the old name.
One final one here. Our guy Danny is right outside Nats Park. Danny, what's going on?
What's up, Danny?
Hey, Toby. It's Danny from the 50-50 Club at Nats Park.
Hey, Danny. What's going on, dude? Happy 4th.
I saw you the other day. I'm getting onto the elevator. I was getting off.
Absolutely, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, probably the 80s Redskin jersey with the white jersey with the red or the burgundy and gold sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And and then the Bullets jersey in the 80s, the red, white, and blue they used to have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are some of the best. Yeah, I think the white's a classic look. It's interesting with the Gibbs era wearing the white at home. I kind of like it. Also, something we sleep on and forget about. You remember the jersey that Jaden was wearing to his week one debut in the NFL?
The Doug one.
Williams white jersey. So clean.
That's a clean look.
If that's the jersey they unveil in 5 days on July 9th, big thumbs up from me.
I got to imagine that is the jersey they're going to unveil. That's just my thought process.
Well, and by the way, if there's any jersey in the current set that I could get rid of, it'd be the white one. you look to your left, I look to my right, here sitting in the Junkie studio, and you can see the John Allen jersey. I'm glad that he signed the jersey for the Junks. I hate that jersey.
That is this is like the cherry red jersey.
It's horrendous.
It's not great.
Not a good look.
So if that's the one they get rid of, get rid of that one. We got a line open for you, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We'll take a few more calls on your Mount Rushmore of greatest DC uniforms, and then we got to talk about the next great DC moment that is on the horizon. He's Toby Altizer. I'm Denton Day. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Denton Day, Toby Altizer with you here, taking you up until 10:35. Nats in action early today, taking on the Boston Red Sox. Going to revisit our poll question here real quickly, Toby, because I am actually slightly astonished at the results. Our question, you can find it on my Twitter at the Denton Day. Would you be offended if someone served you an impossible burger at a cookout today without telling you? I thought for sure this is a 99%er easy. It like 99% yes, do not do that. And then the lone like one or two voters that are like, well, I can eat anything. 15% of people say no.
Credit to them, because
I
am not part of that 15%. I definitively voted yes, I would be offended. So please only beef burgers. Well, like, okay, I can live with, like, if you let me know a turkey burger, which I'd be able to probably spot the difference. But, you like, I can live with, like, a turkey burger or even something like that. Please, meat of some sort.
A salmon burger, maybe?
Yeah, like, something like that I can live with. We're not doing any of this other stuff,
though. Although a salmon burger in D.C. on the 4th of July would be odd.
Yeah, it wouldn't be great.
Like,
but, like,
if you're in, like, Maine or something, maybe, or I guess the Northwest, maybe. I don't know if I want a salmon burger on 4th of July. Want a normal burger.
Yeah, just give me a burger. Which, by the way, burgers or dogs?
I was gonna ask you that same question. I prefer burgers.
Yeah, to me, my ideal
glizzy gobbler.
My ideal 4th of July cookout, I'm eating like four burgers and then one hot dog, just to say I ate a hot dog. Not to say that I won't enjoy it, but I'm gonna eat plenty of burgers and then one hot dog.
See, I'd go even crazier than that. I would do multiple burgers and a brat.
Oh,
like hot dog bottom of the list for me.
Brats, you get me fired up for.
A brat with some peppers and some onions, a little bit of mustard on there.
See, I hate mustard, but
okay, so
give
maybe not mustard for you.
Give me sauerkraut.
A little bit of sauerkraut. I can do sauerkraut on a brat.
I spent
not a hot dog.
I spent plenty of time in Wisconsin. A brat with some sauerkraut, yeah.
That gets you maybe in a... Are you a beer guy?
No.
No beer then. Never mind. What do you drink?
I don't drink.
I meant like at a cookout. Like, do you go for
sweet
water,
tea?
Sweet tea. See, like everyone has something that they go to, they gravitate
sweet
to.
Sweet tea. If I could only drink one beverage for the rest of my life, it would be sweet tea.
Do you have a brand preference? Like, are you an Arnold Palmer
homemade
guy?
No. Homemade. Yeah,
homemade.
Homemade sweet tea.
You want a little
tea.
Bit of love in there.
Yeah. Homemade sweet tea.
I was going to say, you don't strike me as an Arnold Palmer guy.
No, I see. I
can pick an Arnold Palmer guy. God, that name is so difficult to say at this stage of the morning. I can pick an AP guy out immediately.
I like lemonade and I like sweet tea. Not a huge Arnold Palmer guy.
There's an aura about people that drink that kind of drink.
Yeah, I have no aura.
I don't even know if that aura is a positive aura. I can just, I'm like, yep, you like Arnold Palmer.
I have no aura. I'll just go with the plain sweet tea, please.
All right, there you have it. Any sides? I saw your draft yesterday.
Yeah, I was thrilled with my draft.
You did have a really, let me pull this up.
Walked away with burgers, baked beans, and watermelon, which just screams freedom and fireworks.
I mean, that is actually, how did you get all of those?
I was thrilled with the draft that I walked away with because that just screams the 4th of July to me. Some of the picks just didn't scream 4th of July, like steak. Whatever cookout's having steaks at the 4th of July, please invite me.
Yeah, that's a real cookout.
Because I would love a nice steak. But chances are we're going with burgers and dogs. Baked beans is a nice solid side. And watermelon, can't beat that in the summer.
Is Randy Duye... He's Maryland AF taking crabs number one overall.
Danny realized quickly when burgers and dogs were off the board that he was just... Danny loves to zag when everyone else is having a good time doing a draft, so he immediately just decided he was going to throw a wrench in things and take different things to frustrate Grant.
Sometimes that's fun. Although if you're... See, that's why I'm asking people, though, and why I told people to tweet us, like, what you're cooking. Because if you're doing a seafood boil for 4th of July... Send me a picture of it. I would like to see it. I'd be down. I just need a seafood boil in general. And I know that sounds crazy because we have a guy that works here that does seafood boils on like somewhat of a regular basis. But here's my problem, Toby. I need advice from you. Do I just ask Brian if I can come?
Yes, 100%.
It'd be like, hey, B. Mitch, I really like seafood boils and I want that Louisiana.
Yeah, you got to crowbar your way in there somehow. Be like, B. Mitch, man, I'm a big fan of seafood. I hear you have a great seafood boil.
Because like part of me is like, I feel like that feels like kind of dorky to be like, hey, no, but can I come?
It's not like you're just some rando. You have a relationship with B-Mitch. He knows who you are. You know who he is.
At my wedding.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you can...
I know Jeff be going all the time. And then Rooster was with him a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, I was offended when I saw Rooster over there. I was like, hold on a minute. How is Rooster invited, not us?
Like, hey, geez, Louise. Like, I don't live that close anymore, but I'll still travel 66 from Alexandria to wherever B. Mitch is at. I'll make the travel.
I'm with B. Mitch all week next week, so I'll plant a seed.
I plant the seed. Just trying to be like, hey, when's that next seafood boil coming?
Yeah.
I know someone on the low that would be interested. All right, so somehow we just killed 7 minutes on that. Anyway.
Well, real quick, though, like, what was the 4th of July like for you growing up? So for me, we had my grandma's one of 15. And so we had a large family, and we'd always host at her house and we would all get together and we'd probably have 50, 60, 70 relatives and we'd all, you know, bring different meats and different stuff and we'd grill out and have burgers and hot dogs. Someone would bring fried chicken. You got all the different stuff. So to me, that's why, you know, when we do some of these food drafts and stuff like the 4th of July to me, like we're talking large amounts of people. We're having a big cookout. It's burgers and dogs primaries, and then a couple of sides here and a few desserts, but we're all hanging out as a family. That's what the 4th of July screams to me.
So I'm trying to think what our general 4th of July experience was, because we do stuff for Christmas, obviously, Thanksgiving, even Memorial Day, we have cookouts as a family. Like our bigger family cookout with my dad's side was more for Memorial Day than it was for 4th of July, but that's also because for 4th of July, we were more of a... If we were not home, we're at the beach, and that's my mom's side of the family. So we'd do some grill outs at one of my aunts had a vacation home. We'd go to my grandma's house. They were within like 20 minutes of each other. So we'd chill at one of those places and then go to the Rehoboth fireworks. And if we're not doing that, we were probably hanging out with friends or family locally and then going to the South Riding fireworks. Big South Riding firework guy because I grew up there.
There you go.
Yes, yeah, so there was one year in particular where it was more of like, so when I was younger, I love hanging out with my family a lot now. But when I was younger, I was like, I want to hang out with my friends. Like, I want to hang out with my friends because we didn't have a ton of cousins that were our age. Like, my brother's a year younger than I am, but the other cousins, there was a little bit of a dip. And that dip now, when it's like 30 to 18, is still like a dip, but like they have personality now, so you can like talk to them.
Yeah, you can actually have a conversation.
They're funny, and they, like, one of my cousins is still in high school, but she's like hilarious, so it's fun. When it's, you know, 14 to 3, you're like, you know what? There's not a lot of a conversation going on there, right? So you want to go hang out with friends. So we go to the South Riding Fireworks, which is mountainous buckets of KFC. So that was pretty
I like that. Lit. I like that. That sounds like a lot
like
of fun.
I don't like KFC that much anymore. I'm much more of a Popeyes guy. Like KFC, in terms of fried chicken joints, KFC is by far the bottom of the list. Like, by far.
Yeah.
It is so sub-tier.
It's so inconsistent, but I will say, if you can get it done well, it's nothing like the herbs and spices. However, what is it, 11 herbs and spices? 11, there's nothing like
11
it.
11 herbs and spices.
Nothing like it.
All right, so continue sending us some of your pictures. If you're on the grill already, we want to know. We want to see it, especially if you got that brisket, man. I was at Costco 2 days ago, Toby, and they had, like, sliced brisket, and I was looking at it, and I was like, should I get some, like, sliced brisket? And this stranger walked up to me. He was very nice, but the stranger walked up to me. He's like, had it the other week. It's average. And I was like, that's going back. Thank you for that, sir. I appreciate it. You saved me about $12.99.
Yeah, there you go.
That brisket's going back. Anyway, James Wood, home run derby. We thought it was going to happen. It is now officially happening. Your thoughts, excitement level, so on.
Yeah, I'm super excited because this is a massive opportunity for James to kind of get himself out there. And James is someone that it wouldn't surprise me at all if he goes out there and has a great showing in the home run derby in Atlanta, that you could see his jersey popping up all across the country because there's nothing that you could dislike about this guy, right? If you're just a casual baseball fan and you're tuning into the home run derby and you see this 6'7" kid that's from this area and just quiet, calm as can be, never says anything out of place, never acts demonstrative or in any way. Like, regardless, like I was talking about this last night as we were recording Bustin' Loose Baseball, Grant Paulson and I. Like, if you're an Atlanta fan, if you're a Philadelphia fan, if you're a New York Mets fan, like, yeah, you might hate the guy because eventually, you know, it just gets old seeing this dude homer against your ball club all the time. But he almost reminds me of how you could cheer for Freddie Freeman, you know, when he was in Atlanta. I can't stand Freddie Freeman, but it has nothing to do with Freddie Freeman, the guy. It was all about what Freddie Freeman did to my baseball team, right?
What he represented.
Exactly. And so James Wood to me is a little bit like that, where you might get sick of him if you're a rival opponent because he just dominates your team, but it's not like he's ever flexing at your dugout. It's not like he's ever bat flipping away. Like, he's the most nonchalant guy there is. And so if you take out those fans, the rest of the country, I think, is going to adore this guy. He's just very chill, and I don't know that I've seen a superstar like him with that sort of demeanor. We've seen guys that are super calm. We see Jaden, right? Every single time he steps up in a big spot, it seems like his heart rate hasn't raised a bit. But Jaden even at least feels like there's some excitement. It feels like he understands the moment.
Right.
James Wood steps to the plate, hits a home run, and it's like, I guess I'll run the bases now.
I want to see more excitement from him, though, as like the years go on and progress.
He feels it. He had some excitement. They use this picture a lot now because, frankly, it's one of the few times he showed excessive emotion. But when he hit that walk-off home run against Colorado to snap that 11-game losing streak,
yes,
he showed some big-time emotion, looking at his own dugout, flexing and yelling, and was excited. So it's not that he doesn't feel any emotion, but I think this is huge for him because he's never going to have a moment, especially on a ball club like the Nationals right now, where they're one of the worst teams in the league in terms of record. He's never going to have a moment where he's out there and he does something incredible and he's flexing and doing all these things and all ways that you could bring attention to yourself like Harper used to, or like the Soto shuffle or stuff like that. He's never going to get in the national spotlight like that because he's not playing big enough games right now and because he never does things like that. So for him to be in the home run derby where all the eyes are on him just hitting home runs, a guy that has just as much power as anybody in the bigs to all fields, I think it's a massive opportunity for him, and I think it's a big opportunity for the Nationals, and that maybe people want to tune in and watch this guy, even if it's just for his at-bats and maybe CJ's. I think it's a big opportunity for them to have him representing them at the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby, which I would bet that he's almost a lock to be an All-Star as well.
Any thoughts of purism, puristism, I guess, if you will, about, oh my God, our best hitter is going to do the Home Run Derby, swing's going to be screwed up?
No. No, I mean,
it does feel like a washed thought, admittedly.
Well, here's the thing. I am curious because it does worry me a little bit when you think about the way that he plays the game, where his style doesn't necessarily fit home run derby. Because when you think home run derby, you think guys like Kyle Schwarber.
Just mashing.
Guys that just mash the pull side specifically, though, right? And guys that hit moonshots. sometimes you get these guys that hit line drives, and specifically when they hit line drives the other way, which is exactly what James Wood does, and that doesn't always do well in the Derby because a double in the gap doesn't do you anything in the Derby, right? And James Wood, like his launch angle, he tends to hit more line drives and occasionally runs into it and hits a home run, I think is kind of his idea. So I'm curious to see if he changes that approach at all. And if he changes that, then maybe you get a little bit concerned, but I'm not worried. I've seen this guy over at Nats Park taking BP, hitting home run after home run, and it's not like that night he went out and struck out four times. So I think he'll be just fine.
What format are they? Because they're kind of like
the NBA
All-Star
game. I think it's the timer thing. I have no idea.
And then if you hit to a certain distance, you get more time. So I say all that to say, you and I are both a little unsure of the timer. He has 23 home runs. Do you think he has a round where he has more than 23 home runs in, we'll say, 2.5 minutes? So I would guess it's a minute, then a break, and then a minute, and then an extra 30 seconds if you hit two balls like 450 or 500 or whatever it is. Because 23, like there was a point in time, remember, this is why they switch it. Was it? I guess it was it Hamilton? That hit like 50 one round, and then he loses because you had another round to go. And they're like, all right, we don't want to have you sitting up here for 30 minutes hitting home runs to then just go turn around 2 minutes later and lose.
I don't know. Let's take the over. Why not? Let's take the over.
Scared money don't make no money. I like it. I'm excited to see him in there, though. Like, the reason that I mentioned I want to see him do a little bit more of the emotion and show a little bit more of the emotion is because I know that emotion comes with big games, and that was just my way of squeezing in. I want the Nationals to play in more big games. But I'm also a sucker for, like, a perfectly timed bat flip. I don't love too many bat flips. Too many bat flips, you start to get annoying. I don't really want that. But a perfectly timed bat flip is, like, one of the most precious things, I think, in all of sports.
Yeah, it's really, really good, and I think CJ has mastered that. He's done a really good job of having some of those sorts of things. But yeah, James just, it's just not who he is, and he's never going to be someone that's super emotional. It's crazy to see the way that he conducts himself. One of the people we were talking to over at the ballpark yesterday had mentioned that when he was debating whether he was going to do the home run derby or not, that he was just riding in the car with his sisters, and basically, he looked at them and said, should I do it? Like, if that isn't the most James Wood thing I've ever heard, that's just who he is. And I think that's really, really cool because nothing ever gets him too high or too low. I do think they need some guys that provide that energy. I think CJ can do that. I also think that's why they're big time missing Dylan Cruz, even though you look at the numbers and you're like, oh, he's not that big of a player. I think he's a very winning ball player. And I think the energy that he brings is very infectious. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for James to be in the home run derby because also he's got a real chance to win this thing. I mean, there's not many dudes in the sport that have more power than him. If he just makes a few tweaks, if he just pulls the ball, it goes over the wall, Denton. Like, if he pulls the ball in the air, it just naturally goes 400 feet. It's incredible to see. Yesterday's homer, I don't even know how it got over the wall. It felt like it was a nice 3-iron to left field, and it just never came out of the air. And that's what people talk about all the time with him, is his power is unlike just about anybody else in the sport from the left side, where the power to left field is incredible. They were talking about this in spring training, Denton, where he had a home run, and the only reason that the guys knew it was going to go over the wall was the bullpen started moving in left field. They were like moving to get out of the way or catch the ball. Otherwise, they thought it was just a line drive that was going to one hop the fence.
Right.
Like that. It's incredible to see this guy hit. And I think this is going to be a big spectacle for Nats fans. Because one issue that I have that I don't like that they did and they've changed since when I was growing up is it used to be, Denton, you could get into Nats Park, 2 hours before first pitch? And you could watch batting practice. You could watch the end of Nationals batting practice. You could watch most of, if not all of, the opposing team's batting practice. That's not the case anymore. And so you don't get to see James Wood just absolutely turn on balls that are BP fastballs all over the place. You don't get to see that. So for some Nats fans, this will be the first time they get to see James Wood take quote-unquote BP, and it'll be in a home run derby. And it's special because there was a time I was over there about a month and a half ago or so, and Gerardo Parra was throwing the BP because they were facing a lefty that day. And all the guys are hanging around the cage, and James is just teeing off. And you can tell he was kind of showing off a little bit, and they were just having fun with it. Because as soon as he'd hit it, they'd all turn around and stare at it. Up on the video board, they got like the numbers of how hard it was hit and how far it went. And there was one, I mean, he's hitting 110 exit velos, 440 feet in BP. So I'm excited to see how he does in the Derby, because I think he's got a real shot to win it.
I'm trying to find odds. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Apparently, they don't give you home run derby odds when they haven't filled out the entire field.
Yeah, there's only three dudes.
10 days away.
Which, by the way, the three dudes they have in right now, A-plus for the people that are coordinating this thing. I'm curious who the other five are going to be, but when you've got Ronald Acuña Jr. in Atlanta, yeah, that's going to be electric. You've got Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, who's leading the league in homers.
The big dumper.
I'm curious to see if he did what Adley did, where Adley's a switch hitter who went from both sides.
Yeah, I remember that.
Cal Raleigh, maybe does he do that in this home run derby? And then you got James Wood. I mean, that for first three, you couldn't do much better than that.
The Big Dumper. That's one of the greatest names.
It's one of the best. It's one of the best. No question about it.
So we're talking James Wood. What would you do to keep James Wood for forever, ever? So we get to see some emotion in some big games. Maybe a World Series game.
Please.
We tackle that next. It's the Sports Junkies, Dead Day, Toby Altizer, sitting in for the Junks on 106.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.